It is time to check on the agenda for the coming week, and news-wise anyway. And joining us is Dan Gross, senior editor and finance expert at Newsweek. Also, Sergio Bustos, he's the state politics editor for the Miami Herald. Good morning.
Morning.
Let me start with the president, because he's going to be focusing very heavily on the economy today.
This Labor Day, we should recommit ourselves to our time-honored values and to this fundamental truth. To heal our economy, we need more than a healthy stock market. We need bustling main streets and a growing, thriving middle class.
And he has a busy agenda, at least. He'll be in Milwaukee today. On Wednesday, he travels to Cleveland. He's expected there to give some real details about his job growth program. And then he'll be at the White House for a news conference on Friday. Dan, what are we expecting to hear from the president?
Well, I think the big thing coming out of this is that he's expected to propose about $100 billion in essentially tax cuts for businesses by making the research and development tax credit, which is something that's been around for a while, has always been temporary, by making that permanent. And the idea is that there is going to be tax credits for companies that are doing research domestically and also for companies that are hiring domestically.
And Sergio, while he's in the Midwest today, he's going to be trying to drum up some support for Democrats who are facing a tough time as we reach midterm elections. This is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina talking about the Democrats' position.
I think if we voted tomorrow, we would do very well. But the truth of the matter is that most of this is a rejection of a Democratic agenda that did not meet the expectations that President Obama created about a new way of doing business.
Well, I'm wondering if you agree with the Republican senator. If the vote were taken tomorrow, would the Republicans come out strongly ahead?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, Democrats are in a real dour state right now. The excitement of 2008, hope and change and Obama have all worn off. I think the problem with this trip to Milwaukee is a lot of people think it should have been done, these kinds of trips should have been done the day after he was inaugurated. And I think that's the dilemma he faces. And when you hear names like Russ Feingold up in Wisconsin or being in political danger, that's a sign the electorate is truly tired of the career politician, no matter their record.
And in some cases, no matter their party, right?
Correct. And Obama's not exactly the photo op Dems are looking to be with either. Consider the latest news is that Feingold will be 60 miles away when Obama speaks in Milwaukee. That says it all about the state of Democrats in America today.
Well, Dan, before we leave the economy and politics, let's touch real briefly on our first jobless numbers after August. And also, we're expecting numbers on consumer credit as well. Are these numbers particularly significant?
You know, the biggest number these days is the monthly employment and unemployment data, which we got on Friday. That showed the unemployment rate still about 9.6%, that the economy lost some jobs, even though the private sector added a few jobs. At this point, you know, the data we're going to get, again, the next big employment data point isn't going to come till the first week of October. As far as the elections are concerned, I think the data we have is the data we will have on election day. In other words, a few numbers in between now and November I don't think are going to change the mood or people's feeling about the economy as a whole. And I think as well that the people's feeling about the economy is basically what dictates all this conversation. You know, the whole narrative about Obama not changing politics and people not liking policy, I think a lot of it is absurd. 80% of what's going on really has to do with macroeconomic conditions, and they are not as good as any incumbent would like them to be.
Well, Dan Gross, is there the possibility that these announcements that the president will make about these sort of tax-stimulated job programs will increase that number of private sector jobs? I mean, a month from now, will we be looking at a possible impact?
No. I think when you are dealing with these types of policies, you know, the immediate impact of anything like this is nil. Even if they were to do a payroll tax holiday, which is something that some people have been advocating, which would have the effect of putting more money in people's pockets, you know, starting 2 weeks from now, again, that would take a few months to filter into the economy.
Well, let's move on to the Gulf of Mexico. We just got this news that they are actually carting blowout preventer off to NASA to investigate it and see where if there's clues there to what really happened after the Deepwater Horizon explosion. BP has accepted some of the blame for the blast, although they're still kind of trying to shift it off to the companies that produced it, the companies that were running the rig. What else can we expect, Dan, from the report? And do we have any idea whether it's going to have implications on liability in lawsuits?
I can imagine that this document that BP is preparing is going to be obviously heavily lawyered, in the sense that, you know, they have to give some account of their opinion of what happened, but they also clearly, given the amount of litigation involved, don't want to be giving ammunition to all the people who are suing them by saying, you know, we were negligent about this and we should have done this. And so I would not expect anything, you know, earth-shaking coming out of this report.
And Sergio, they're still discussing whether or not the president should lift the ban on offshore drilling. How is that debate playing out?
You see, that's another political conundrum for Obama. The moratorium is set to be lifted November 30th and could send, you know, thousands of people back to work. Now, that's an immediate job creation plan. Now, Obama may be right about the moratorium, putting it into place, but it's a difficult thing to swallow for all those folks out of work, and it really could politically put him at least back in favor of some folks.
Well, let me ask you, Sergio, really quickly, because we just had that headline saying that there are protests in Afghanistan where they're calling for the death of President Obama and calling for the hatred against all Americans because of this small Dove World Church led by Terry Jones, who are going to mark 9/11 with the International Burner Koran Day. This is a relatively small group of people. But in this case, as John said, perhaps this is the case of media getting a little too far and diffuse around the world. Maybe the story has gone too far.
Oh, I think it has really gone too far. You're talking about maybe about 100 people. And I hate to be flip about it, but the most burning issue in Florida is not this. It's the economy. It's a foreclosure crisis. There's about 10 other things on the list that would really surpass this.
Okay, that is Sergio Bustos. He is the political state politics editor for the Miami Herald. We also spoke with Dan Gross, senior editor and finance expert at Newsweek. What's on your agenda this week? And in fact, does it involve anything dealing with the end of summer? That's what we're asking this week. What did you do this summer? Tell us what your end of summer essay is, because although the equinox is on the 22nd, today is Labor Day. It's the unofficial, the symbolic end of summer. Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.